And hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the NEOSI High School Podcast Preview Show for High School Football Week number 10 in Northeast Ohio. It's hard to believe it's upon us already, but we are done as far as the regular season is concerned after tonight. Some of the regular season finales got underway last night as, you've got Padua and EC last night, and it was Padua losing that game. Both teams, though, are likely, unless a lot of things happen, out of the playoff mix as far as that is concerned. But again, a good performance last night. We've just got so much to talk about today. Actually, it wasn't EC. It was Lake Catholic, rather, with a 41-33 win over Padua last night. Lake Catholic ends the year at 7-3, and Padua ends the year at 6-4. And as our good friend over at Northeast Ohio High School Football Twitter reminds us, both teams would need a lot of things to happen in order to make the postseason. Before we get into it and introduce Tony Bogan, let's remind you that this podcast is brought to you by Cleveland Clothing Company, spreading love in Cleveland since 2008. All your Cleveland needs, and trust me, it's getting cold outside. You got your hats, your socks, your winter gear. Get it all out. Get it out and get it today. And use the code NEO Sports for 20% off your purchase. Visit one of their four locations downtown on the corner of East 4th and Euclid, University Circle across from Maca, Cracker Park and Comet Alley, or at Summit Mall in Akron. Shop them online at clevelandclothing.com. And don't forget, one more time, NEO Sports, and you get 20% off your order. All right, Tony Bogan is with us on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's just amazing to see how we're at the end of the year. It feels like August was yesterday.
It does. It really does. I felt like I lost the entire month of September. I was thinking about that again yesterday as I was walking around some stores. I'm like, man, what, you know, and I'm looking at Christmas stuff and forget Halloween. It's Christmas already. I mean, people got Halloween stuff already getting ready to put it away, even though Halloween is until this Wednesday. And you got Christmas stuff already out and Thanksgiving stuff. And you know what? With high school football, it is the end of the year for a lot of teams in the area. We're going to go through today a little differently. We normally give you all the rankings as far as the divisions are concerned, and we're going to do some of that, but we're actually going to focus more today on these computer rankings, Tony, because as you know, in our area, there's a lot of teams that are fighting for big spots. Let's look at Division I, Region I, the big one, the one that everybody's talking about. Mentor, number one. Solon, number two. Canton McKinley, number three. Lakewood St. Ed's, number four. Of course, we know where they're playing tonight. Euclid is at five. Iggy is at six. Austintown Fitch is at seven. And how about Strongsville at number eight? They're hanging on. Number nine is Massillon Jackson. 10, Cleveland Heights. 11, Medina. And 12, Berea Mid Park. Now, we already know what's going on tonight. Iggy and Ed's will play down at First Energy Stadium. So my question to you, does the loser of this game get knocked out of the postseason?
No, according to JoeIsell.com, both teams are going to make the postseason regardless of outcome.
And that's wild because if you go all the way back to week two, both of these teams were 0-2. And you and I remember specifically on our third edition of the podcast, talked about it. Will these two teams make the postseason? And here we are, what is it, 6-7 weeks later, and both teams are going to make the postseason. An incredible turnaround for both teams.
Exactly. I always knew that even though both were 0-2, that both teams are really good. They'll find a way to make it to the playoffs.
All right, so we gave you the top eight one more time. Mentor, Solon, McKinley, Ed's, Euclid, Iggy, Austintown, Fitch, and Strongsville. Now, these 9 through 12 teams, Massillon, Jackson, Cleveland Heights, Medina, and Berea Mid Park, any of those teams make it?
I think that Strongsville's got the best chance to make it. But
well, they're in right now at number eight. They're in at eight right now. So I think if they win, they're in.
I think I would have to say Cleveland Heights has a better shot at making it because they're going to be playing at home against Maple Heights. They got some help with Lake Catholic winning. Heights wins and Lorraine wins. That I think Heights may just have enough points to jump Strongsville.
Okay, so you think out of all these teams, out of the 12 teams we just mentioned, you think Strongsville's out and Cleveland Heights is in, and that would mean Cleveland Heights Mentor next week?
Yes.
Okay, so if you go in that regard, Mentor would play Cleveland Heights next week, Solon would play Austintown Fitch, McKinley would play Ignatius, what a game that would be, and Ed's would play Euclid. That would be your 1-8 in Division I, Region I. Boy, oh boy, what a awesome Division I, Region I playoffs that would be. There is one team to keep your eye on, though. We just talked about them a moment ago. That is Berea Mid-Park. They are ranked at 12th. They need a lot of help, and they're 5-4. But tonight, they could get their way there with some help and a huge win. And we'll have it on AM 930 WEOL, one of our partner sites, as they will take on Avon. Myself, Rob Polinsky, and Adam Cahill will be at that game tonight, calling that game for you. We'll have the link later on today on NEO Sports Insiders. And, of course, we will be there live tonight, Berea Mid-Park and Avon. So if Berea Mid-Park gets a win, Tony, over Avon, that would be huge, and they would get a lot of points from that.
Absolutely, but everything is dependent on how the cards fall.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right, Division Two, and again, we're not going to go through every one of these, but we go through the ones that are kind of local to our Northeast Ohio area. We are NEO Sports Insiders. Division Two, Region Five. Akron Archbishop Hoban is one. They're in. Maple Heights, you talked about them playing Cleveland Heights tonight. They're number two. They're going to make it. Warren J. Harding is three. Garfield Heights is 4-9-0. Nordonia is 5. Riverside is 6. Boardman is 7. Mayfield at 8. Now, again, a couple teams on the outside right now. Twinsburg, Benedictine, Lyndhurst Brush, and Akron Ellet. 9 through 12, Twinsburg, Benny, Brush, and Ellet. Any of those teams sneak in?
I think I'm going to have to say no. I think that Mayfield, who's sitting in the 8th spot right now, depending on their, because of their point situation, they could lose to Riverside and still get in.
Wow. All right. Well, we got to wait and see how that plays out. That, again, is your Division II Region 5. If everything stands where it is, next week, Hoban would play Mayfield. Maple Heights would play Boardman. Warren JFK would play Painesville Riverside, and Garfield Heights would play Nordonia. That would be a heck of a matchup. All right, over in Region 6, a couple teams near and dear to us. Right now, Toledo Central Catholic is at 1. White House Anthony Wayne is at 2. Avon is at 3. I'll see them tonight again against Berea Mid-Park. Number 4 is Avon Lake. Number 5, how about the year for Valley Forge? The Patriots look like they're going to get in. Olmsted Falls is at 6. Holland Springfield is at 8. And Toledo St. John is at 9. Now, 9 through 12, a couple teams that we know very well. How about the North Olmsted Eagles sitting at 9? They need help, but they could do it if they get it. Number 10 is Amherst Steel. Number 11 is Toledo St. Francis DeSales. And number 12 is Waite out of Toledo as well. So, again, looking at this, Tony, anybody that you see here, 9 through 12, that being North Olmsted, Steel, DeSales, or Waite, make it.
I think in Region 6, only 9 and 10 are alive. 11 and 12 are eliminated. Amherst needs a win and a lot of help.
Yeah.
I could possibly see North Olmsted sneaking in if they get a win tonight against Olmsted Falls.
That would be an incredible. Yeah, that game, by the way, is in North Olmsted tonight. So if you're an Eagle, get on out there and support the North Olmsted Eagles tonight at home as they'll take on Olmsted Falls. So again, if you look at the matchups as it stands now, next week in Region 6, Toledo Central Catholic will play Toledo St. John. White House Anthony Wayne would take on Holland Springfield. Number 3, Avon would take on number 6, Olmsted Falls. And number 4, Avon Lake would take on Valley Forge. All right, we move down to Region 7. Of Division 2. Massillon, Washington is at 1. They're going to be in, obviously. Number 2 is Wadsworth. They're 9-0. Barberton is number 3. The Magics are in. Number 4 is Dover. Number 5, Worcester. Number 6, Highland. They are 8-1, having a great year. Number 7, Whitehall Yearling. Number 8 is Dresden Tri-Valley. Number 9 is Columbus Walnut Ridge. Number 10 is Canal Winchester. 11, Massillon Perry. And number 12, North Canton Hoover. What do you think about Region 7 as it stands?
I think that Region 7 is one of the toughest regions in the state. For instance, Massillon Perry got a huge win against McKinley, which probably in any other division would put them in the thick of a playoff contention, but I believe that may have moved them down a spot. And even if they win, one, it won't be enough.
Yeah.
And Highland's going to need to definitely win. And yeah. One more thing I have to say, there's potentially 2 9-1 teams that could be sitting home.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, Walnut Ridge is 8-1, and Canal Winchester's 8-1. They both could be out. All right, right now, Massillon Washington will play Dresden Tri-Valley. Next week, Wadsworth would take on Whitehall Yearling. Barberton would take on Highland, and Dover would take on Worcester. All right, don't forget, again, one more time, Cleveland Clothing Company. Check them out, clevelandclothing.com. Make sure you use them. NEO Sports for 20% off your order. Check out one of their four locations. You could also check them out on Twitter and Instagram at CLE Clothing. Division 3, Region 9, rather. Kenston, number 1. Canfield's number 2. Buckeye, number 3. Chardon is 4. Akron East is 5. Alliance Marlington is 6. Ravenna is 7. Aurora is 8. Millersburg West Holmes is 9. Norton is 10. Richfield Revere at 11. Alliance at 12. Boy, Kenston having a year, Tony. Canfield having a year, and so is Buckeye.
Exactly. It's no surprise to see Kenston and Buckeye at the top of the region.
Yeah, definitely. And I think both those teams are definitely in, and I think both those teams are going to be a handful to deal with. Right now, Kenston would take on Aurora next week. It would be Canfield taking on Ravenna. Medina Buckeye would take on Alliance Marlington, and Chardon would take on Akron East. Over in Region 10, Clyde at 1, Norwalk at 2, Bay Village is at 3. You've got Tiffin at 4, Lexington at 5, Sandusky at 6, Rocky River, the Pirates, are 7, and Bowling Green is at 8. Again, we talked about Padua sitting at 9, Mansfield Senior at 10, Defiance and Toledo Scott, but Padua is now out because they lost last night, as we mentioned earlier, to Lake Catholic. So, again, you look at some of the local teams, Bay at number 3, Rocky River at number 7. Those are two teams to watch out for in this conference.
I would have to agree with you. Bay's always been doing pretty well, and they still have a chance to win the conference. And Rocky River's playing Adelaide Catholic. That game's not going to be easy.
No, that'll be a good game tonight. Right now, Clyde would take on Bowling Green next week. Norwalk would take on River. Bay would take on Sandusky. Tiffin would take on Lexington. All right, over in Division 5, Region 18. Liberty Center at 1, Aurora area at 2, Oak Harbor at 3, Anna at 4, Elyria Catholic at 5. That's the team obviously we're looking at. Marion Pleasant at 6, Casstown Miami East is at 7, Richwood North Union is at 8. So Elyria Catholic at 5, Tony, looks like they're in.
Yeah, I think even with a loss, they'll probably still be in, but you never want to leave things to chance.
No, if they win tonight, they would be in. As of right now, they would be on the road at Anna next week. Anna's at 7-2. I don't know much about them. We'll see who they play and how they do tonight, tomorrow. All right, and finally, Division 7, Region 25, and you'll know why we cover them, because of number 1, Cuyahoga Heights. They are 7-2, and even though that Windham at 2 is 8-1, it looks like Cuyahoga Heights with a win tonight will be the number 1 team in Region 25. As it stands right now, they would take on New Philadelphia Tuscarawas Central Catholic, who are ranked at 8th right now at 4-5. So, again, looks like good news there for Cuyahoga Heights, Tony.
Exactly. Cuyahoga Heights is just continuing to do well like they always have been doing.
Yeah, just a very, very sound football team, sound football program, a very good team there in Region 25 of Division 7. All right, let's go through some of our games that we're going to have for you tonight covered on NEO Sports Insiders, and a lot of them have big playoff implications, two of them in particular. Rob Troutman and the Sports on Tap guys will be in Highland at Barberton. Of course, we talked about both those teams right now are in the playoffs. Mike Trevisano will be down at First Energy Stadium watching Eds and Ignatius. I think we all know where that game is going. Number 3 on our list is me. I'll be at Avon as Berea Midpark will take on the Avon Eagles. We talked about both those teams. Right now, Berea Midpark's on the outside looking in, but if they can get the upset win tonight at Avon, boy, that would make things really interesting. Our man Vince McKee will take in North Olmsted and Olmsted Falls. I'm excited about this game, Tony, because as I said earlier, I've got some good people that I know out at the North Olmsted School District. I can't wait to see how this one plays out tonight. And Tyler Stotsky will take in another playoff team, Kenston, as they will host South. So 5 games on tap tonight for us. Do not forget, AM 930 WEOL has 3 games on tap as well. Rocky River will play at Elyria Catholic. That's a game with playoff implications. We talked talked enough about Berea, Mid Park, and Avon. You can hear that game right now, or tonight, I should say, over on our, again, on our sister station, or on our partnership, rather, with AM 930 WEOL. So some big games tonight as far as that is concerned. A lot of things to go over. All right, let's go through some of these other standings, some of the divisions. We know where things are headed right now, Tony. Anything surprise you in week nine? It didn't seem like a lot of upsets this last week. It looked like everything was pretty much as it should be, I guess.
I would have to say a couple. One surprise is Woodridge. They started off 0-4. Looks like with a win, not only are they going to be splitting the PTC Metro, but they may be the lone team qualifying for the playoffs.
Well, that'll be interesting. Again, we'll have to check out how that plays out. Over in the Akron City Series, Akron East is going to win that one. They are 8-1. They won last week. They beat up on North on Saturday. Akron East will play at Buchtel this week, so it is 1-2. But again, Buchtel at 5-4, so Akron East is going to win that. Over in the Chagrin Valley Division, the Chagrin Valley Conference, rather, Perry's going to win that one. They beat Geneva last week 35-6. They will play Harvey this week. Harvey is at 1-8. They lost to Hawken 45-7. We move over to the Valley Division. Kirtland and Wycliffe, excuse me, two very good teams. Boy, how about Kirtland last week? I was surprised at this one. 50-0 over Independence. Boy, the Blue Devils, a really good team, but they just got shell-shocked.
Kirtland has had Independence number for what seems like years.
Yeah, they have. And Cuyahoga Heights, we talked about them in Division One or Region Division Seven, rather, and they're going to be number one in their region. They beat Fairport Harding 38-0 last week. So Kirtland 9-0, Wycliffe 8-1, Cuyahoga Heights 7-2. Independence's year is over after tonight. They are 6-3. The Federal League, Canton McKinley, they're obviously in at 8-1. Hoover's gotta have some things happen. They're 7-2. They could get in though. Maslin Perry at 7-2. Maslin Jackson at 6-3. And of course, everybody looking at tonight, McKinley and Maslin. That of course is the historical game down in that region. The Great Lakes Conference. Bay is gonna win it, but it looks like Valley Forge is gonna make it. Tony, we talked about it a little while ago. Valley Forge at 6-3. Bay is at 7-2. Boy, how about the year in the Great Lakes Conference? It's been a fun year.
Oh, yeah, I got to agree with you. Valley Forge is a really good team, and I would have to say Lyric Catholic stepping up after a rough year last year, and Bay's just maintaining how they were last season.
And it's going to be interesting. Again, we talked about the Patriots of Valley Forge. They have an opportunity tonight with a win to get in, and Valley Forge, by the way, guess who they play tonight? They play the Bay Rockets, and it's at Byers Field, so it should be a really, really good matchup. All right, we go to the Greater Cleveland Conference, where, of course, this is the powerhouse with Menor and Solon. Euclid at 7-2, Menor and Solon both at 8-1. The big schedule there tonight, Solon at Medina, Brunswick at Strongsville. The big game everybody's talking about tonight, though, Tony, is Elyria at Menor. What do you make of that?
I would have to say that Menor should win easily.
And again, that game is going to be at Menor tonight. So again, we will have the results of that on our scoreboard. So check that out tonight as well. All right, we go to the Lake Erie League, where tonight a couple of big games on tap. But last week it was Maple Heights over Warrensville Heights, Lorraine over Bedford, and Shaw losing to Cleveland Heights. Maple Heights and Cleveland Heights having good years, Tony.
Exactly. I believe Cleveland Heights has the best shot to knock off Maple at home and sneak into the playoffs.
And again, that is the game tonight. Maple Heights at Cleveland Heights. Shaw will play Lorraine, and Bedford will take on Warrensville Heights. The North Coast League, the Blue Division, Archbishop Hoban, they are in. They had a 51-6 win last week over Welsh Jesuit. It was NDCL at 7-2 winning last week, or losing last week rather, to Lake Catholic. That was maybe one of the upsets of the week, Tony.
I would have to agree in that unless NDCL knocks off Hoban and gets a lot of help, NDCL will be sitting at home.
Yeah, NDCL Archbishop Hoban, a huge game tonight. We already talked about Padua and Lake Catholic. Lake Catholic starting the final week off with a win last night. Over in the North Coast League White Division, Gilmore is at 8-0. What a year for Gilmore.
Exactly good. My first year in North Coast League, they're just basically, they've been doing really well, and they're on track for their first undefeated season in a while.
And they will play St. Thomas Aquinas tonight, who is 2-7. So unless it's a huge upset there, it looks like you're right. Gilmore is going to have an undefeated season. We go over to the Pac Athletic Conference, the Stars Division first. We're Buckeye. It looks like they're going to get into the postseason. They defeated Keystone last week, 49-7. Black River put up 64 on Fireland, 64-28. And Brookside defeated Wellington, 28-21. So Buckeye's at 8-4. Black River's at 5-4. Buckeye will take on Brookside tonight. They're 3-6. Wellington and Black River. And Firelands at Keystone, your other two matchups in the pack. Over in the Stripes division, a little bit of a different story here. Clearview and Columbia, two very good teams. And how about Lutheran West, also at 6-3. Clearview defeated Lutheran West last week, 36-14. Oberlin over Brooklyn, 45-8. And it was Columbia over Fairview, 49-14. So Clearview having a good year, Tony. They're going to make it.
Exactly. And they've been a really talented bunch the past couple of years, and I want to see how they do in the playoffs.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that should be fun. All right, how about the Senate League? Can you give us any update? Do you know anything about how this is going to play out? Because obviously Glenville at 7-2. They're not eligible this year because of the situation with the Cleveland Metropolitan School District.
Yeah, and that definitely shook up a lot of stuff in Region 10 because they would have slotted around fifth place in there.
So they're not going to be in this year. That is, again, we talked about that. We've talked about that extensively the last couple of weeks. Another team that, boy, they had a great year going, but obviously they had to take a couple of forfeits because of this whole controversy with the Cleveland Metropolitan School District is John Marshall. John Marshall now is at 4-4, where really they should be at, what, 6-3, if I'm not mistaken? Or no, they played 8 games, so they should be at 5-3?
They should be at 6-2.
6-2, yeah. I mean, a good season for the Lawyers, but a bad break with everything that went down.
Exactly, but nonetheless, they're still doing well in the Senate, but there's a possibility that, like, if things go wrong against Rhodes today, and John Hay, there's a not very likely chance that this happens, John Hay somehow upsets Glenville.
Right.
They can be John Hay and Glenville in the city title game.
Well, that will be interesting. How about the Southwest Conference? We've talked about this. You have got 6 teams that could potentially be in the playoffs. Avon Lake and Avon, they're both going to be in. Olmsted Falls, Amherst, Berea Midpark, North Olmsted. I don't know if I've ever seen a year, Tony, in my years covering high school football, where you've got such a powerhouse conference.
Exactly. It even featured a shocking season by Midview. Usually they're one of the top dogs in the Southwest, but they ended up having a rough year. And Amherst, with the rise of Kenny Scagliozzo, they started off pretty well.
Yeah, but Amherst has fallen off. They at one point, I think, were 4-1, and now they're 5-4. Last week, it was Olmsted Falls over Avon Lake, 34-31. It was North Olmsted over Berea Midpark. How about this? 56-54. If that's any indication of how many points Berea Midpark can put up, we'll see them tonight against Avon. Should be a good one. Avon defeated Amherst by 20, 47-27. North Ridgeville beat Westlake 42-21. And Midview defeated Lakewood 49-14. Here's an interesting one, and this shows you how good this conference is. Westlake is 1-8. But their one win this year, Tony, is over North Olmsted, who entered tonight, we talked about it earlier, 5-4, but on the outside, just on the outside, looking in for a playoff spot. Boy, if North Olmsted just beats Westlake, they're gonna get in.
Yeah, that shows that the tide is possibly going to be turning back and forth in the conference, because you never know what could happen. One year North Olmsted beat Olmsted Falls or vice versa, and kept one of them from the playoffs.
Yeah, and that could be the case this year with the Demons and the Eagles. All right, Suburban League American Division. Barberton at 9-0, they're going to get in. Highland at 8-1, they're going to get in. And Aurora at 6-3. Those three teams could all get in, Tony. Very good conference this year.
Exactly, because what conference did you say one more time?
The Suburban American.
Got it. And the problem is, like, if Barberton is, or Highland, rather, is going to need a win, and Revere, even with a win, the chances of them, despite the fact that they had a very great season, Region 9 is just so tough that Revere may be sitting home.
Over in the National Division, you've got Wadsworth and Nordonia, two very good teams. They're both going to get in. Wadsworth shut out Brecksville last week. And Nordonia, how about this score? 63-50 over North Royalton. I don't know, did coaches forget how to coach defense this year, Tony? We've seen too many of those scores around the regions this year.
I'm guessing that offense is the name of the game. I believe North Royalton's quarterback threw for 600-something yards and like 5 or 6 touchdowns.
That's unbelievable. Over in the Western Reserve Conference, here's another strong conference, Tony, with possibly 4 playoff teams, Kenston, Riverside, Chardon, and Mayfield. What did you like in this division this year in this conference?
The rise of Kenston, especially after just barely missing out on the playoffs last year.
Yeah, they're very good, and they're going to be a tough out for somebody in the playoffs. We go over to the Independent. We know all about it. Garfield Heights, Massillon, Washington, Iggy, Eds, all these teams are going to, boy, they're going to be something to talk about, including, of course, last week, Eds over Archbishop Moeller by a touchdown, Iggy over Xavier by a touchdown, and Garfield Heights beat up University School, and, of course, Massillon, Washington over Louisville 41-0. So, you know, when you talk about the big boys of Region 1, Division 1, you got to put in Iggy and Eds.
Of course, but I got to give a shout-out to Garfield Heights. If they get the win tonight, it'll be a first undefeated season in 41 years.
Oh, that'll be something to see. Over in your neck of the woods, the Portage Trails Conference. How about Mogador, Rootstown? Both those teams very good. Both those teams undefeated.
Yep, and it's not going to be a surprise to see both teams in the playoffs. There is one, possibly two teams that could sneak in, but they're going to need a lot of help, and that's Valley Christian and Garrettsville Garfield.
And Mogador and Rootstown play each other tonight in Mogador. Who do you like there?
I would have to say I'm going with Mogador.
All right. That game is, again, in Mogador tonight. Again, follow the scoreboard tonight. We'll have that final for you. And finally, the Portage Trails Conference Metro Division. Another big year for Norton and Ravenna. Both teams at 7-2, even though Norton lost last week to Woodridge 28-7. Ravenna defeated Streetsboro 27-17.
I would have to say that it's a great year by Norton. I was at one of their games. They've got a really good young squad. They are looking to make the playoffs for the first time since 1997.
Wow.
But even with a win, they might or might not get in depending on how things shake out. Same with Ravenna.
And that's going to, again, wrap it up. For all of the conferences, if you got a team in the playoffs, watch out. It's going to be a lot of fun this year to look and see who is going to surprise. Before I let you go, Tony, our last show of the year, who do you think? Anybody on your radar to surprise in the postseason, whether it's a high or low rank?
I would have to say Kenston on one and Rootstown on the other, and Garfield Heights I also look to see. Those are three teams I think could do some major work.
Well, it should be a lot of fun to watch, and we'll have everything covered for you right here on NEOSportsInsiders.com. One more time, support your friendly local Cleveland t-shirt shop. Cleveland Clothing has been spreading Cleveland love one t-shirt at a time since 2008. They've got your socks, your hats, your shirts, your super soft tees. Check them out, along with hoodies, by the way, at NEO Sports. Use that coupon code for 20% off your order. They've got 4 locations. You can check them out online, clevelandclothing.com. I wear their shirts all the time. Check them out, clevelandclothing.com, and use that code NEOSPORTS. You get 20% off your order. You can also check them on at Twitter and Instagram, at CLE Clothing. All right, that's going to wrap it up. A long edition, but we had to go through all these playoff scenarios for you. I am Matt Lodi. That's Tony Bogan on the other line. Enjoy the rest of the regular season tonight, and enjoy the postseason, folks. We'll see you next year right here for year number, what is it, Tony? 3 next year? 4? I don't even know.
Year 3.
Wow, year 3. There it is. On the NEO Sports Insiders High School Football Podcast Preview Show right here on NEOSportsInsiders.com.